Shalom, and thank you for listening to Progressively Jewish, the podcast where you can explore and connect to Judaism through a progressive lens. I'm David Yehuda Stern, and this week's Torah portion is Shemot, which covers the book of Exodus, Shemot, chapters 1 to 6. Our theme is omnipresence, that is, the notion of God's timeless and universal existence. Therefore, in this episode, we are going to be talking about God, even if it makes us feel a little uncomfortable. I want to talk about God. Well, not really. I would rather not speak about God at all, and particularly not with young children. When my eldest daughter was 5, she asked me, "Does Hashem, God, get angry when I fight with my sister?" You see, I have 2 primary school-aged children, and the problem is that they do want to talk about God. I remember when Aviva and Aura were younger, they once asked me, "When we fight, will God get angry?" My eldest Aviva, when her grandfather was unwell, asked, "When he dies, will he be with God?" And I recall Aura, my youngest, playing a game of I Spy and asking, "What can't be seen but is all around us?" We guessed for ages, and eventually she revealed the answer to be God. Yes, these are the type of questions that get asked in our family. In fact, for just over a decade, I have worked with children and in Jewish education, and I have found God to be a very popular topic of conversation. The younger the child, the more they want to talk about God. But as an adult, I struggle with the concept of God, so how can I expect a young child to seriously engage with such a notion? When I have spoken to other parents and Jewish educators about children's questions regarding God, they too often express discomfort. They tell me they prefer not to talk about God with their children, and when God is mentioned, they are unsure how to respond. I have found the reasons for this usually fit into the following categories. 1. I am not the right person to talk to my child about God. 2. I don't really think about God that often. I don't know what to say. 3. I know what God is. My understanding will only confuse my child. 4. I am unsure what or if God is. 5. I do not believe in a God. Yet, despite our own objections, children will ask. Why do children ask these questions? Well, they try to define the terms they hear us adults use, but they often lack the vocabulary to express thoughts and feelings. Children naturally ponder, question, and marvel at the mysteries of existence, and children are spiritually sensitive. They're curious, kids love to learn, and importantly, they're trying to make sense of the world around them. Perhaps there is much we can learn from children, particularly when it comes to topics that make us uncomfortable. Tragically, many of us never progress beyond our early childhood curiosities of God. These questions, asked in earnest and never addressed, are dismissed by the very people we look to for answers. In turn, as we grow older, we mistake our childhood notions of God for the rich, vibrant, and sometimes contradictory concepts that fill the Jewish world. In Judaism, God is ever-present, not only in Jewish spaces, but in almost every other space in which we encounter people trying to make sense of the world. Literally, figuratively, and or symbolically, we do ourselves a disservice when we do not engage with God questions. When we truly think about God, whatever conclusions we may reach, we address a curiosity that has often been neglected since our youth. At this point, you may expect me to provide you with a concrete definition of what God is and is not. Sorry, but no. I hope I have made a case that encourages you to revisit your own ideas about God. I assume no listener holds the same concept of the divine, but that many could benefit from some tools to better talk about God, particularly with younger people. With that in mind, I want to leave you with the following suggestions. Speak about God with your family and friends. God speak needs to be a conversation. Know that there is no one right way to talk about God. Share your own uncertainties about God with both peers and the young, and have confidence in that uncertainty. Finally, model respect for people with different opinions about God. Wishing you many good God conversations ahead. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you to Liberal Judaism, Reform Judaism and Leo Beck College for supporting Progressively Jewish. If you haven't already done so, please subscribe to the Progressively Jewish podcast. That way you will never miss an episode. We'd love you to be involved in shaping the future of this podcast. Share your ideas with us on the Progressively Jewish Facebook page or by emailing us at progressivelyjewish@gmail.com. Please recommend us to your friends and fellow congregants, those who are Jewish and people of all faiths and none. Next week's episode will be hosted by my friend and colleague Rabbi Igor Zinkov, where he will be exploring themes of redemption.